USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 17 deaths are now blamed on Florence, now a tropical depression. The remnants of the storm dumping rain now on the Virginias and parts of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Bill Saffo, the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, says,
"We'll get through it. We're resilient down here. We live here on the coast because we love living here, but you have to take in consideration these things are going to happen from time to time."
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh again denying an allegation of sexual misconduct. The White House releasing a new statement from Kavanaugh calling it a completely false allegation. The federal judge says he has, quote, never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone else. A California woman alleges Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were going to high school. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump accuses Democrats of inflating the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico to make him look bad. On CNN, New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her grandfather was among those who died in the aftermath of the storm.
There was so little response, so little connection. You don't know whether a hospital lost power. My grandfather was in a medical facility and he had passed away in the middle of the night. The people who pass away in these storms are the most vulnerable.
Paul Manafort accepted a plea deal that requires his cooperation with Robert Mueller and his special counsel investigators. House Intelligence Committee Democrat Adam Schiff from California on NBC's Meet the Press.
This sends a message to anyone who is in Bob Mueller's crosshairs right now. You better get to the special counsel and make your deal now, because anyone who gets indicted by Bob Mueller goes down.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials in Massachusetts are allowing thousands of people from three communities to return home after a gas leak caused dozens of fires and explosions last Thursday. One person died, 25 others were hurt in the fires in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. Crews had to shut off over 8,000 gas meters, making sure homes were cleared of any gas. Investigators for the NTSB looking at a pressure sensor that was on a gas line that was being retired. A drama series could be stealing the show at Monday night's Primetime Emmy Awards. Game of Thrones leading the nominations for the third straight year with 22, followed by Westworld with 21, and Handmaid's Tale with 20. The Emmys take place at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. They'll air live on NBC. SpaceX is planning to send someone on a private flight around the moon, and the company is going to announce who that person's going to be tonight. The announcement is scheduled to be made during a webcast at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. SpaceX tweeting last week that the passenger will make the inner flight or the lunar flight aboard the Big Falcon rocket launch vehicle. No one has visited the actual surface of the moon since the final Apollo mission in 1972. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.